There's a passage in Matthew, the 12th chapter, that in some ways puzzles me and in other ways scares me. As a preacher, oh, just as a human being, I use a lot of words. I talk a lot. No need to amen that. But that's probably part of the reason, at least, this passage has bothered me. And maybe it's bothered you too. I'm talking about Matthew 12, 36, and 37. But I say to you that for every idle word men may speak, they will give an account of it in the day of judgment. For by your words you'll be justified, and by your words you'll be condemned. Now, I'm pretty sure that I use quite a lot of careless words every day. Don't you? Sure you do. Maybe an offhand comment to a spouse or an off-the-cuff comment to somebody around us. Some of our words are carefully thought out. Many, probably most, aren't. We just respond and say. And those are the ones that sometimes can get us in trouble. What did Jesus mean when he said we're going to have to give an answer for every word? By our words we'll be justified, and by our words we'll be condemned. Did he mean to imply that innocent small talk is wrong? We're talking about tonight's rain and last night's rain and talking about next week's or next year's, next month's football game? I don't think so. I don't think so at all. It helps to understand that if you read the verses right before it. Let's look at Matthew 12, 33 through 35. Jesus said, either make the tree good and its fruit good, or else make the tree bad and its fruit bad. For a tree is known by its fruit. Brood of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak good things? Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good things. Evil man out of the evil treasure brings forth evil things. What Jesus is saying is our words matter because they reflect our heart. They reflect who we are. Good people say good things. Bad hearts produce evil speech. There's an important implication here that we need to learn about our hearts from what we say without thinking. That means you can learn more about who I really am by hearing how I speak to people conversationally than you can by listening to this invitation. I reworked the words on this invitation several times. But my careless words, the ones I use in normal conversations, are more likely the real me. What about you? If you look at yourself and you think about it, are your words too critical? Do they build up or tear down? Are your words positive or negative? Because, folks, words matter, mostly because they say something about our heart. We don't really fix our speech by learning how to speak more nicely and how to be more honest. Our speech gets fixed when our heart grows closer to Jesus. God cares more about what's inside us than he does about what comes out of us. So we need to work on our hearts by spending more time with Jesus, reading his word, praying, loving him more, praising him more, wanting to please him more. What Jesus said should cause us to think before we speak, but it probably won't. We'll still say things we shouldn't. But what it should especially cause us to do is to ask him to take control of our hearts. And then we won't have to worry about the words that we say. Because that's where words, good or bad, come from. Our heart. When you look at yourself tonight, are you negative, critical, harsh, unloving? Your heart's like that. And that's not a heart that's pleasing to God. Are you positive, encouraging, uplifting? That's the kind of heart God wants us to have. Now, that's not all there is to Christianity. We know that. But listen to yourself and think about what you're saying and how you're saying it. Think over the last week. Conversations with your spouse, with your children, with your neighbors, co-workers. How have I been doing? Is my heart right? Because that's the real question, not are my words right, but is my heart right? Can we help in some way? Can we pray with you? Can we pray for you? Give us that opportunity if there's a need in your life by coming to the front right now.